Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. I want to know how you are planning for this growth that you're chasing. In order for us to have this chat, we need to first distinguish between growth and scale. In the small business world, these two words and concepts are used interchangeably, but they actually have a fairly significant difference. Growth refers to an increase in something significant in the business, i.e., you've made more revenue or you've got a bigger team. Scaling, on the other hand, is about increasing revenue efficiently. That means that you are adding revenue faster than you're adding cost. For example, if you think about a DIY course, you can add more people into the program without adding additional costs to deliver it. So growth is really just about getting bigger, where scale is about getting bigger in a smarter way. And understanding this difference is key for your strategic planning and your decision making, because the goal is to have scalable and sustainable growth. That means you make more profit, and that's good for long-term success. The scalability of your business is about the capacity that you have to grow. If you're not thinking about this, you can find that growth that you're chasing is being limited by resources or systems or processes in your business. So this can be the difference between you hitting a plateau or you being able to consistently grow. If your business isn't scalable and it grows, chances are your costs are going to go through the roof and your quality is going to go through the floor. When you're thinking about scale, you want to think about all the different areas of your business and look at where you are set up for scale and where you aren't, so that you know what might need some tweaking as you continue to grow the business. First of all, you need to think about whether or not what you offer is easy to replicate and easy to deliver to more customers. And if not, what do you need to fix? Then you're going to go into your sales and marketing, and you're going to think about whether you can ramp up what you're doing to reach a wider audience without a negative impact on your branding, without a negative impact on your sales, without accidentally inviting a bunch of people who are not buyers into your world. On the flip side, you want to think about demand. Are your customers telling you that they want more? Because it's one thing to create capacity, but once you've created capacity, you want to use it. Otherwise, you're wasting resources again. So you want to make sure the demand is there in line with the capacity. Then you want to think about your team. Do you need to hire more people? Or is your current team okay to handle that increase that you're chasing? But maybe they need some extra skills training, some personal development, a little more of your time. And when you're thinking about your team, you want to think about the structure and the management levels that you might need as the business scales. Do you need to move somebody into a leadership role, especially if your team is growing? Then you can move on to your financials. Do you have access to money to invest in this growth, right? So all these things that we're talking about, you might have to spend actual money to get them into a position where they are scalable. So what does your cash flow look like? How much do you have available to invest? What are you going to do to create more if you need it? Where are your buffers? You want to make sure that at your current level, you are maintaining healthy profit margins. And then when you look at growth, you're looking to keep that same profit margin or preferably improve it. Then you want to move on to your tech. Can your tech that you're using currently cope with more volume? Or is it going to trigger upgrades? How much are those upgrades going to be? How much work goes into that upgrade? Do you need to change technology provider? And then finally, you want to think about the culture in your business. You want to think about how you're bringing innovation and agility into your culture. Because first of all, you need your team to be very adaptable to everything that's going to change. But you also want them to bring you new ideas for how this could all work. They are the ones that are on the front line, so they're probably going to have a really good idea of how you take what you have now and make it more scalable. You need to consider whether you have strong foundations for scale in each part of your business. It's not enough to simply do more marketing. And once you've done the evaluation, you need to be prepared to adapt as things change. Scaling a business is going to require constant attention and adjustment. So once you've come up with the plan, you want to monitor it, get feedback, adapt it. This is how you can ensure that your business is ready to scale and create sustainable growth.